This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A program to help provide health insurance for undocumented Coloradans has signed up thousands of people. Here's CPR's John Daly.
It's called OmniSalud. It's being managed by the state exchange Connect for Health Colorado. In 2021, lawmakers passed a law requiring companies selling insurance offer plans with lower fixed costs and make them available to all, no matter documentation status. Since the start of November, the program has enrolled 10,000 people. That's more than expected, says Biani Bermudez with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition.
Being able to access that health care is just a huge privilege. A lot of people kind of take that for granted when you have it.
Advocates say more funding could become available in the future, but it will take time to grow under the current law. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Sales of fuel-efficient and electric cars surged in Colorado last year. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Gas-guzzling vehicles, mostly SUVs and other light trucks, are still king in Colorado. But industry data shows registrations of new battery electric vehicles were up nearly 50% in the fourth quarter of 2022 compared with the same period in 2021. Hybrid and plug-in hybrid sales saw increases too. The bump in sales happened as gas prices hit historic highs last year. Yet state officials are proposing new incentives for EVs to boost sales even more. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The FBI has raised its reward for information related to an arson at a Christian Pregnancy Resource Center in Longmont. Credible tipsters will receive $25,000. The FBI's Vicky Magoya says law enforcement has run out of leads.
Anyone that has information about someone perhaps that knows who might have done this, we just hope that somebody will hear this and say, maybe it's time for me to come forward.
The incident at Life Choices Longmont was one of several attacks on pregnancy centers and abortion clinics across the country last summer after the U.S. Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade. This is CPR News.